Praise the Lord.
So you can be saying vision and giving prophecy, yet you are unholy. And God wanted to send somebody. God wanted to use somebody. He wanted to send somebody to Israel. He has a word for Israel. But Isaiah cannot perform that work in this estate. This is lying tongue. With this mouth that he has done nonsense with. He has spoken nonsense with. But what will I do? See, it was not more anointing. Why? What did God do? God opened his eyes to see his throne. The day you see God's throne, it is better than any anointing you receive. The reaction from you. He used that to make Isaiah to see how wretched he is. And when Isaiah now acknowledged, I am a man of unclean lips. See, if somebody had come and told a prophet, come to Isaiah, Isaiah, thus said the Lord, you are a man of unclean lips. Doesn't Isaiah know all the lie when they talk? He don't know saying the lie before. Is that a message? Is that a message? You slept with your girlfriend yesterday. Then somebody said, thus said the Lord, you slept with your girlfriend yesterday. Now, message. That's not a message. He's not telling you what you don't know. You already know you're a fornicator. But will that message change you? No. God knows for Isaiah to be changed. Let him know who I am. Let him know what I am. Let him see that I dwell in holiness. And if he will walk with me, he has to be holy. So, he revealed his holiness to him. He noticed that even the cherubims had six wings. Because you can't even behold his face. They are so humble. One, they cover their feet. One, they cover their head. One, they just cover. And then all they are saying, holy, 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 holy. Hey! Isaiah saw that. He shouted, hey! Can we read it? Isaiah chapter 6. From verse 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. So all this while that he was prophesying before, his eyes had not seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And that is why he was misbehaving with that gift. But the day his eyes opened and he saw the Lord, the King of glory, then he then knew where he was. He was not supposed to be there. He was among a people of unclean lips. He was dwelling and swimming with unbelievers where he was supposed to be consecrated. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal, fire, in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. Verse 7. And he laid it upon my mouth. Because that is where the problem is, our mouth. And said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Verse 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. He couldn't have sent him with unclean lips. He was not a vessel unto honor. And somebody here, have you not seen it in your dreams that God wants to use you?
Have you not received prophecies of the great grace that God has given you? But why is it not manifesting? It can never manifest until that same mouth is consecrated again. Until you are cleaned up. Until you separate yourself from worldliness and from a world of sin. The angel of the Lord came to Joshua the high priest in Zechariah chapter 3. If you read it from verse 1 to 5, he came there and a demon was standing by him. And that is supposed to be a high priest. So, oh, hallelujah. All a high priest. So, high priest in the minister for altar. And the spirit that is working with him was a demon. A high priest. Consecrated, they are pouring oil on him. He's an ordained minister. But all his ministry, the spirit that is working with him was an unclean spirit. It's true now. Why is it that after God has used you mightily, then a demon will also come and use you mightily? Praise God. The spirit. It is that spirit that pushed some of our gifted brothers and sisters to do very abominable things. And you say, but why will this sister do this? Why will this brother do it? It is simple. You are like the high priest Joshua. The spirit, instead of an angel to walk with you, it is a spirit, a demon that is walking with you. Because angels of God, they are holy beings. They cannot stand and behold uncleanness. That's why many of us, ministers of God, we are not grown beyond this level that we are in, despite all the prophecies we have received concerning the future of our ministries. Until there was an instruction for that tattered garment the angel saw on the high priest. How will an high priest wear a tattered garment when there is a prescription of the type of garment the high priest should wear? Where did he get that one from? He became tattered because by his association with where he should not associate, the garment was destroyed. See? There's somebody here. The Lord is ready to change your garment. Come, when I'm speaking like this, some of you, your mind will go to the minister, those of us that God is using here, where with the whole microphone. Every one of us is called. When I'm preaching to all of us. Don't you pray for people? Don't you have dream and tell people? Don't you see vision? Is it not a call? How do you use it? Shouldn't you be better than that? We are even better than you. So thank God, expose us. You, God cannot expose you because your own dirty pass our own. That's why nobody knows you. So I'm speaking more to you than those of us holding microphone. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Once that garment was changed, that demon disappeared. Because the truth is this, a demon cannot stand a holy life. Angel cannot stand unholy life. Dirty, hallelujah. A pig, where is his dwelling place? Poto poto. Because the spirit in him is a potopoto spirit. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is why the process of cleansing in Israel was so much emphasized in the scriptures. That is what John the Baptist was doing. There was a spiritual meaning to what he was doing when he came baptizing people unto repentance.
So if you want, now, you want to reunite with God because it was clear Israel had abandoned God. So you want to be restored, you must go through some purification process. So that God can accept you again and deal with you. You see? And as many as did not go through that purification process, they did not receive Christ. God did not open their eye to see Christ. That is what gave birth to water baptism. It is a cleansing process. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is why too, Jesus Christ said to fulfill all righteousness, he too went for a cleansing process. Setting an example for all God's children that we must undergo purification process to be acceptable by God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what is fasting? There's a difference between fasting and hunger strike. Hunger strike is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about spiritual fast. It is abstaining from physical nourishment. Self-denial of the flesh. Self-denial of fleshly needs and desire, all for a spiritual purpose. That is the meaning of fast. Praise the Lord. And we see so many examples in the Bible. Anytime you want spiritual intervention. There are times in the Bible when there was a need for a spiritual intervention to avert some danger, there will be a fast that will declare. In Esther chapter 4, we saw that Esther's fast. And when you do that type of fasting, then you are going through a process that will bring down the hand of God to avert a danger. And Esther averted that danger through that fast. We saw Nehemiah in the book of Nehemiah chapter 1. Amen. When he heard the story of what was happening to Jerusalem and those who were left behind after the captivity. There were some that were left behind. And he was here serving in the king's palace as the cupbearer. And then he got news. Those who came from there to Babylon, he was asking, how far now with what is happening? The story he heard about what his brethren were going through and the estate of the city of Jerusalem and how they took the gate, they burnt down everything and how the remnants there are suffering. It brought so much concern. And he took a fast. He took that fast, praying day and night. So that when he will approach the king, he will find favor. And so, it worked. There are some people that when we want to go and meet for a particular favor, you don't just go anyhow, knowing how difficult to get that favor from that place. There are scriptural references. We had they fasted for a number of days and went. And there was divine intervention. Praise the Lord. Yes. Even God's judgment on you, fasting can make him change his mind. The city of Nineveh was to be destroyed. God sent Jonah to go and give them the prophecy. You know what happened? When eventually he told them, and the king heard it, he tore his clothes, poured ashes on him, and started a fast. Many days they were crying to God to stop it. And God repented him. Hallelujah. Of the evil. He pardoned them. Yes. You can see a revelation. You can even hear the voice of God. That you will die. Hezekiah, prepare your house. You will die. Amen. And you can say no. with a fast. And God, because of that fast, he will change his mind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We saw also in the Bible to conquer temptations that are coming. Amen. Fasting can, you know, because there are some of us, amen, that some problems that come our way, God allows them. For instance, there are some dreams that some of us we have. Me here in particular, I know for myself, and I know that many people too must be experiencing such. There are some dreams that when I have of something bad coming up, coming to me, it's going to be very, very troublesome and painful. He will reveal it. And I know whatever I do, it must come to pass. And since my experience now, I know, when I have that type of revelation, I am not bothering to pray, Lord, let it not happen. Lord, let it not happen. But I pray, Lord, see me through. Immediately I see that type of dream, I will start a fast. Lord, have mercy on me. See me through. That was the same thing that Jesus Christ went through. After he received the Holy Ghost, he saw the temptation that is coming his way. He's a human being going to face Lucifer. It was not a demon that came up. It was Lucifer himself. Knowing who Jesus is. And he was going to come with what he uses to bring down men of God. All he will do is to challenge you in the area of your call. If thou be a son of God, it is written. If he can make you to twist the word of God, then he will get you out of the will of God. And you are on your own. He saw it, Jesus Christ saw it. Knowing that temptation is coming, the Holy Ghost led him to prepare for that temptation. He fasted how many days? 40 days. Amen. Did he conquer? Why didn't God stop that temptation? He didn't stop it. Because that temptation was to come for a purpose. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 14. Can we read it? There was another instance there. Verse 32. We'll read it up to verse 38. Hallelujah. Because there's a story behind it. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be so amazed and to be very heavy. And said unto them, my soul, amen. My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. Which hour? A great trial is coming his way. The cross, the death on the cross. A serious wahala is in front of him. He went praying. And he said, Abba Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Ah, thank God, God didn't answer that prayer. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh after he went to pray, and find them sleeping, and said unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? You don't sleep, Abby? Could not thou watch 1 hour? You don't be too small, vigil. Then he added, watch ye and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. You see? Watch, oh, if not you will enter temptation. Sleep, 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 every time. Sleep, 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 sleep. Okay, oh. Praise God. The Bible also in Matthew 17 lets us know why we should fast. In casting out the spirit, the disciples spent all day conducting deliverance, and the spirit refused to go. And they brought that same child to Jesus. Under 1 minute, pam, the thing disappeared. And the disciples were surprised. Why couldn't we cast out the spirit? And he told them, it's because of your unbelief, faithlessness, one. But even if you have faith, albeit this type of demon, you can only cast it out by fasting and praying. So what he's saying there is, to effectively cast out stubborn spirits, you must be living a consecrated life that goes with praying and fasting. Praying and fasting. All of us that are into deliverance ministry, praying and fasting must be part of us. That is why, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I have told you something, that the way the things of the Spirit works, many of us who are gifted, listen, church, many of us who are gifted, when we are exercising that gift, even for deliverance, even for discernment, most of it, you have seen that somebody, some prophet will pick a minister, somebody from the congregation, and you will say, you are telling the Lord in your house today that the Lord should use Pastor Moses to mention my case. Then you say, yes, 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 that was my prayer. Then Pastor Moses, no, not me, Pastor Moses, they do that one. Igbo? Sunday, Joseph, Jayola, then he will stand up. Then Joseph will stand up. You want to confirm my God? Then he's acting as if now he enters spirit is here. Amen. Now listen. At that point, hey, I need to be talking to these gifted people. At that point, it was not your gift, oh, Joseph. It is the faith of that person that God was honoring. That's why I told you, I said, don't struggle to connect to a man of God. Connect to the God of the man. Even if he doesn't want to see you, his God who called him will make him see you through your faith. At that point, it is not the prophet's gift. He did not enter the spirit. It was your faith at that stage, whether that prophet fasted or not, even if he stood up from a prostitute, took his bath and came, because that is the ordained vessel at that hour to meet your needs. Your faith will draw down God through him. Yeah. Hallelujah. If you want to confirm it, let another person now
Come and meet him.
Perfect. That's the problem where that man gets. Now me to get. See whether he go get solution. Because me and Joseph, through yesterday, we ate three times. We ate together. For night. Another time where he sleep. He no pray. He wake up. He had no time to pray. He ate Eba and came to church. So, is it now him that enters spirit? No, it's your faith. Listen, church, and that is where gifted people miss it. When because large crowd of people with need come, and God has ordained vessels that he will use for them to meet their needs. That is why I am telling you this thing. That's why most of you prophets don't fast. That thing is what is deceiving you. As long as you come to church, God must use you. But watch it. Why is it not the same when they come and meet you in your office? For that spirit to go, you must be living a consecrated life. Only those who fast and pray can stand boldly and confront any demon. Praise the Lord. You are saying something. Praise the Lord. Okay, make an call names. All of you, when they call them, when they why are you not able to pray for your wife when she has problem? Why they carry and call me Pastor Moses? Praise the Lord. Do you know why? The wife will not have faith for you. No matter how you pray, he know you finish. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am not trying to belittle anybody. The problem with me is that I dey talk as I dey see him. I don't know how to say it again. Forgive me. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm telling you that many of us, gifted brothers and sisters, that is a problem we have. It's very easy for people like me to be deceived, because anytime I stand here, the grace will flow. And it is not me. It is you pulling it. It's me. It's you pulling it. And that is what easily makes us to fall. We begin to operate in that realm. Because the grace is there. Once I come and handle microphone, if I sing small, and then this is the pastor of a big church like this, and then he calls you out. Hey! He called me. So your faith is very high. Before I say in Jesus, you don't fall down. Now, that fall down, when you fall down, amen. No, be me. Now you fall down. Because you believe, hey, my problem is not finished. This man, don't call me, hey, my problem don't finish. Now, and then, before I say in Jesus' name, the spirit goes. Then you say, Kai, this man is very anointed. He is not anointed anything. You are the one. You have faith. It is your faith that is at work. That's why, amen. If you want to confirm that the man is anointed, then make somebody collapse. You don't die, you go. Don't faint, you go. Great man of God, somebody don't faint. In this church, You will see what the people will do here. This man, oh, he's from the village, then they shoot an arrow. He's looking for a way to run away. He don't die since day before yesterday. Before he come now. He don't die, he go. In grandmama, covenant unto his spirit. I think his name is Ngozi. Yes.
Person die, he dey talk discernment. Is that the problem on hand? Bring the person back to life now.
The grace is not there.
Why?
They have no time to fast and to pray. It's not he that will it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have confirmed what I am saying. Praise the Lord. I have confirmed what I am saying. I was discussing during the week. Is it Pastor Thomas? Some ministers in my office. I say, there's Brother Moses that sits down here, the brother with the wheelchair. If you see how many times people have fallen under fire. They're battling. In the spirit. Then you go and lay hands. And when they sit down, we say, oh, may this man rise today. Oh, may this man rise today. Then when they finish, they go collapse till they recover. The man condition remains the same. See?
I know how many times now. You know, you people know now. Eh? You know now. So last 2 weeks or so, when another sister, and then fire, he was on fire somewhere here. And then, Thomas, now you come to me. Who come to me? He said, the Lord said he should go there. I said, carry that, collect the message. I don't carry this thing. They don't start.
So go and collect the message. If he say, get a message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your vibration came upon you and you should go. Is that how God works? So, if vibrate, the spirit push you. Then you are going to shake that poor man for his wheelchair. Shake and bite and hit him. Then you stand up, go, your condition not change. Which spirit send you come? That's a celestial spirit.
That's a celestial spirit.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
See, we have a standard in this age. That is the man William Mary Abraham. There are two things that were the backbone of his ministry, he said.
Praise the Lord.
One was praying and fasting. The second one was love. He said, once you can get into the feeling of the person that you are praying for, he said, any prayer you offer in that estate, there is solution. Then, although he is as anointed as anything, he still prayed the prayer of faith. Jesus Christ said something. Can't you see? Is it everybody that Jesus Christ prayed for? Why did he go to the pool of Bethesda? I went to only one man there. The rest, they were there. It was one man he went. Jesus said that he does nothing but what the Father showed him. It is what the Father showed him. Lazarus, your friend, is dead.
He was waiting for what the Father will say. So, he continued in his journey.
All he saw was, he's sleeping, he's not dead.
But when am I to go? I do nothing but what the Father shows me. So, he continued in his prayer. Until after 3 days, he said, now let's go and see where they say that man died. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I was sharing something with my wife as we were coming this morning. I read something from a message by William Branham this morning. And he said that there was a man, he went for hunting somewhere. And there was a man that had a brother who was suffering from epilepsy. And the prophet knew that the person had epileptic problem. But he came to that same place. He took the brother to guide him into the bush. They were riding a horse to enter bush to go for hunting. And then, suddenly, as that boy was there, he saw a vision appeared. That was the solution. And he said, that your brother that is sick, he said, can you bring him and keep him until that spirit begins to manifest? And the brother told him, said, you don't need to bring him and wait. It happens up to 4 or 5 times in a day. He said, oh, it's so regular. He said, this is thus said the Lord. Anytime you see that spirit come upon him, he said, go and remove his cloth, his shirt, tear it from the back like that, and throw it inside the fire. And said, I do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, your brother will be healed. And suddenly it happened, and the wife did the same thing, and he did it, threw it on fire. He said, and that spirit didn't come to the man again. Now watch it. A mighty prophet like that, he still waited until he received solution on what to do. And you need to live a consecrated life to have the ability to inquire from the throne of grace. Solution. If not, you will become what I call the toothless bulldog. Who had that message? I preached that message. The toothless bulldog. You they see no power to do anything. You they see, but no power to do anything. You they see the problem, but no power to remove it. You see, yes, you see his village. You see the school he attended. You even see the day he was born and the day he will die. But the problem, no solution. All because you will not live a consecrated life. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This kind cannot go except by fasting and prayer. People who live a fasted life, they win battles easier. Do you know in Israel, when they are preparing for battles, they set certain days that married men should not go near their wives before they go to the battle? Oh, you know that is another type of fast. And it's a serious fast for some people. I said 21 days. Some people are phoning me. Pastor, did you say, after I break the wife, I can meet, after I break the fast, I can meet with my wife now? You just married your wife yesterday. You have never faced a condition where you can stay for some months without meeting your wife. One of those inside prison yard for a year, for 2 years. You are the type that travel abroad for 3 weeks, business. Before you come back, you are coming with another woman. How about 21 days, oh? And you are worried. Choy. 21. I don't go touch my wife. Choy. You are possessed, you don't know it. Lost in spirit is disturbing you. Praise the Lord. You also fast to show repentance from sin. There are some sins that when you You commit. You decide, you can't even forgive yourself. You decide to take an exercise to afflict your soul. You begin to take a fast to let God truly know that you mean this repentance. Father, forgive me. You will not have peace until you receive an assurance that God has forgiven you. You go so drastic to punish yourself for descending so low to do what you never ever thought you would fall to do. Something you have stopped how many years ago, you are going back to it. Something I never ever thought I would ever even think of. See the mess I have messed up myself. Oh God, forgive me. Hey, can you still have me back, Lord? Have mercy on me. No be person will tell you to fast. You won't even remember food to afflict your soul. We fast again to know God's will and to have his direction. What next am I to do, Lord? That was what you see Daniel doing in Daniel chapter 9. Once he saw that the period given for the captivity was over, 68 years out of 70 years have been spent, he sought the face of the Lord and began to pray.